Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the show. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or you can go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, Facebook is available as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, as well as Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Also go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And I also want to let you know, going back to Facebook, you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And friends, I also wanted to tell you this show is also available for the good guys and girls that are out there listening to us. Because I know those that have been listening for a long time thought, well, Bradley, you know what? You just missed something there. No, I didn't miss it. I was just checking on you to see if you remembered. It's one of those days, friends. It's actually an okay day. Getting a lot of stuff done. It's another day, and the mercies of God are new every day. And there's nothing to complain about. We're still in the freest nation in the world. And if anybody's complaining about that, well, you know where the road is, friends. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, right? But the fact of the matter is we still have the freedom to right the wrongs, and that's exactly what we're doing here today on Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to jump over with me on Sons of Liberty Radio right now, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now, I'm sorry, please do. I also wanted to let you know, too, friends, if you'd like to check us out at any time and like to jump in on the radio and lay it out there for the candor of all of us, and you can show us how smart you are and want to share with us and lay it out on the table as to what it is that you want to bring to the table, do that. Please stay to the topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, before we jump on to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I do want to let you know we're going to be talking about the useful idiots today, just a little bit. The useful idiots, those that are being used to upend your sovereignty in this country. The small minority, we're going to highlight them because these people don't realize that Vladimir Lenin actually is the one that is responsible for naming them the useful idiots. Now, useful idiots were those that were used, again, to just push unlawful agendas and propagandists. And what would happen is once the communists, through totalitarian methods, use these socialists or these Democrats, as you would know them today, once they get their way, the first thing that these communists do through totalitarian methods, they kill off the socialists and the Democrats. And the reason they do that is because they say that if you would betray your people, how could we ever trust you? So what they do, the useful idiots are the first ones that are killed off. And if you don't believe me, just do a little homework on Stalin or Mao Zedong, or you can even check out Adolf Hitler, because they all need them. And I'm telling you what, we have a handful of useful idiots through the state-controlled media. And by the way, it's not just on the left side of the aisle, as you're told, concerning that paradigm, friends. It's also on the right. And I'm telling you what, they're all over the place. And the best that you have, friends, are the reason you are where you're at today. So we're going to be talking about useful idiots in just a couple minutes here. But before we do that, let's go over to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have a black preacher, and I'm going to play this for you in just a minute. But this black preacher, friends, he's preaching it down. The black preacher preaches truth to sodomites, then blasts the preachers on stage for doing nothing about the issue of the sodomites. And friends, it goes on and on. I'm going to play it for you in just a couple minutes here, again on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check out that article and the video, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out, friends, finally a sane federal judge rules in Pennsylvania. He dismissed a lawsuit by a transgender student who wanted to use the men's bathroom and restrooms on the university campus. His name was Seamus Johnston. Johnston was born female, but has since identified himself as a male. If you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, making reference to the Daily Caller on this particular article. Also want to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're ready to be a little enraged here. We have American patriots sought to remove communist flag from the Capitol building. Now check this out. This is how blatantly bold and transparent these criminals are becoming in your country, namely your representatives. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee posted the communist flag between the American and state flag at the Capitol building in Olympia, okay, in Washington. Why? Because they were going to work out a trade deal with the Chinese ambassador. But what happened? A state trooper, along with an American citizen with a flag, a couple flags flying, that said, "Don't tread on me," went over and pulled that communist flag down at the Capitol. But friends, listen again. The state governor, Jay Inslee, in the state of Washington, posted the communist flag between the American and the state flag because he's doing business with America's sworn enemies. Folks, how long are you going to tolerate this in your government? They're not hiding anything anymore, friends. They're not like trying to be covert-like. It's not like stealth jihad anymore, folks. These people are doing it in the face of the American people. They've been emboldened to walk on and commit crimes day after day against we the people that they're sworn up to uphold the Constitution to what? To what? Serve we the people. They're no longer doing that, friends. This is a dangerous time in America. I also wanted to let you know, friends, I just received this today. I thought this was rather cute. We have the radical Muslim congressman, Keith Ellison, the first congressman in the United States to swear in on a Quran. Oh, and also keep in mind, Keith Ellison, when he won, it was being shouted in the halls of the state capitol in the state of Minnesota, Allah Akbar. Okay, so I just want to let you know who's doing this. So when you think that these moderate Muslims are just there, you know, they're harmless. No, they know what they do. Remember, it's okay for them to lie to win at end's length for their God. Now just think about that. Their God said, "You can lie so we can win the day." Who is the liar? Who is the thief? Who is he that comes to steal, kill, and destroy? John 10:10? Why, it's Satan himself, of course. But keep in mind, friend, Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison and Congressman Betty McCollum have introduced a gun control bill in Congress called the Safer Street Act, and they need to hear from you. Now, friends, what you need to do is you need to call up these representatives, 202-225-4755. This is Congressman Ellison's phone number in D.C., 202-225-4755. And what we need to do is we need to shut him down, and then we need to impeach him, read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, and then we need to indict him. How's that sound?
Hi, Dr. Noel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Stay to topic, please. Stay to topic. We have 1 hour, friends. 1 hour today. Right before the break, I was actually sharing with you how Minnesota Congressman Radical Muslim Keith Ellison and Congressman Betty McCollum have introduced a state control, gun control bill, is really what it comes down to, called Safer Street Acts. That's interesting. You see, Ellison and McCollum have teamed up with infamous anti-gun Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, Democrat out of Connecticut, to introduce a bill that tries to lure gun owners into turning over assault weapons to qualify for tax credits. Do these people have any shame, friends? I'm serious when I ask you the question. Do they have any shame? Has anybody taken the time to read Article 2, Section 4? Here, let me do this because I always want to put your feet back upon the rock to establish your goings. And in the process of doing that, I want you to listen carefully to this, okay? We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it's always worth combating when we hear it stick its ugly head up once again. A well-regulated militia, that's all males in the United States of America, between the ages of 17 to 45 years old, all males in this country, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated. It shall not be infringed. Okay? So we have a couple here, and we have a long time, well, we're told, a long time gun control advocate, Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut. Friends, here, I have to lay to your candor again. Why is she a long time criminal in Congress? Why is she still there? Do you not know what Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution says? And by the way, these are the individuals that swore that they would uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down. They do not have a right to tear down the Constitution and reconstruct it in their own ugly images and un-American images. Okay? Now that we're that far, going to Article 2, Section 4, the President, the Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States of America shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of, now listen carefully, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and, listen carefully, misdemeanors. In other words, for the smallest infraction, the smallest violation of them violating oath, where there's treachery concerned, that means unfaithful in oath, you are to remove them. Now, I know that this was sent out in an attempt to just try to stop Keith Ellison, the radical Muslim. But the fact of the matter is, friends, and Mrs. McCollum and this other individual, DeLauro, but the fact of the matter is they need to be impeached. And once they're impeached, then they need to be indicted for their infractions concerning the law that they are attempting to tear down and recreate in their own image. That is not lawful. That is not legal. That is unconstitutional. Therefore, this makes them outlaws because they are acting out of their scope of authority. And if they're acting out of scope, their scope of authority, then guess what? That means we the people rise up, we lawfully impeach them, then we indict them concerning their violations of the Constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. So it's not anybody, doing anything wrong outside of these people that are violating their own oaths. And what I want you to do, if you'd take some time to grab a pencil or a pen, and if you're driving, please just ask someone to memorize the number. I'll say it to you a couple times. You can punch the number in. You need to call Congressman Ellison at 202-225-4755, 202-225-4755, and demand that he remove his name from the bill as a co-author. But friends, I want you to understand something. You don't call them all disrespectfully. You just call them and tell them this is what we as the constituents demand our representative to do. And in the process of doing that, now knowing that the crimes that he was willing to commit by being one of the gang, you know, to go along, to get along, now we need to impeach and then indict him. This is America's dilemma, and it's going to be America's dilemma until we actually bring forth justice, which guards our liberties. But you can't bring forth justice if you don't know the mind of the lawgiver, first the Bible, then the Constitution, the enumerated laws, until you read the founding documents. And this is what we need to do. So one more time, Congressman Ellison, 202-225-4755, 202-225-4755. And friends, you need to shut him down. Aside of that, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our new friends, our new affiliates, WEBY 1330 AM, Milton, Pensacola, Florida will be picking us up. WEBY 1330 AM. We just want to tell you thank you very much. We appreciate you out there, Mike Bates. And again, we thank you for your trust, and we just thank you. It's an honor for us to be a part of what you have going on out there in Florida. Also, KZNU 1450 AM, St. George, Utah. KZNU 1450 AM, St. George, Utah. Again, thank you very much for your trust. To Carl Lamar out there again, thank you for picking up the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, we got lots to talk about, don't we? I know everybody's sitting back saying, Bradley, what about that black preacher, man? Yeah, that brother's preaching the truth to sodomites. Well, you guys ready for this? I don't know that you are, but I want you to listen carefully as to what he's saying. He's not a prophet, but he is prophetically preaching right now. What he's doing is he's actually turning to the congregants and speaking. And then what he does, just so you can get a visual, if you don't go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm giving you a visual. Then what he does is he turns on the pastors and then he begins to preach out against them. That's what a prophet does. That's what a prophet does. You are the man, that is the prophet. He's the man that lays the axe to the root of the tree, that is the prophet. He was the one that was sent by God to hew them, to slay them, because we know, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, that preachers are sent not to play with their sin, but to slay their sin. And sin is what? 1 John 3:4. It's a violation or a transgression of God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. That means they are transgressing God's moral law. So you ready for this? Here is the black preacher that preaches truth to sodomites and then the preachers themselves. Here we go.
Walking around here with your pocketbooks, with your tight pants and your bow tie, and you're walking like a girl, you need deliverance.
It's about time.
I'm gonna tell you why you're not delivered, and I'm gonna tell you what's wrong with you. Walking around here looking like a sissy. And they don't want nobody to say nothing about you. I'm going to say something about you. You are perverted. and you're lost. There is no anachronosis. Walking like a woman. You're a hybrid conundrum. You're confusing. And I blame some of these preachers. You got the sissies up there doing praise and worship.
Amen. Amen.
You know what that is?
This is what the church does, America. It protests.
That is insidious
sin.
Preaching. That means sit there till something hits you by some kind of ambush. And I'm going to show you where even the priesthood was fired. In the book of Hosea, he said, I'm going to fire you because you stumbling in the day, in the night, and the people stumbling in the day, and my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You are a cheap preacher. They can just
Amen.
Pay you a car and some suits and alligator shoes. You'll be just like Ray Charles and your assistant pastor is Stevie Wonder. You don't want to see nothing. But all you want is toys. You are a Toys R Us preacher. You're an evangelist preacher.
Right.
You are the candy man. But the candy man makes the world taste good. You make the world taste good. Is the preacher in the window? Just give him some time.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Buy him a car.
That's right.
You cheat. You cheat.
He's preaching at the preachers, friends. That's what a prophet does.
You won't tell him the truth because you want the numbers. You know who you are? You are Bishop Nimrod. That's pastoring a Babylonian church
Amen.
With a Walmart marketing system that cut the price to keep the people coming. You know that boy is a sissy. And listen, the Bible says the wicked struts when the vilest of men are promoted.
Wow.
When they see sissies up here leading praise and worship,
well,
they says, all right, you just gave them a license to sin.
That's right. Amen.
And God gonna get you.
Amen.
Fumas is coming.
Folks, he's preaching at the preachers.
Self.
Sons of Liberty Media.com.
All you want is a suit and some alligators. You cheat.
That's right.
Paul said, having all, but possessing all, but got nothing.
Amen. They've sold their souls, friends. They preach gain is godliness, and the Bible tells us from such to withdraw. When we're coming back, we're going to be talking about media's useful idiots.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Want to jump on topic, useful idiots. Folks, you need to understand that the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Now, the state has become the American people's enemy because of what the American people have allotted. I just want to make sure that we all hold ourselves accountable for what's taking place in our country, because we do understand that government is simply an extension of what we allow them to be, because they represent us and they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. So they only do whatever you let them get away with. You can't blame anybody else. No matter how bad it looks, yep, I totally agree, 100%. But the fact of the matter is, it's become corrupt, the state has, because going to the church, which is responsible for all of this before a just and a holy God, because they are called to be the light of the world, and light reproves darkness, Ephesians 5, they have failed to do that, because now what's taking place, because of their failures, their derelict of duty, is the fact that the church is corrupt. That's why government's corrupt. And the church is corrupt. And with that, friends, again, when we look at the church, which is the moral compass of society, when that goes, we can see why the government's going now. So when we're talking about how the truth is the greatest enemy of the state, I'm talking about corruption within the state. Because, again, keep in mind, reading the Declaration of Independence, we receive our rights from God. And those that serve we, the people, we delegate powers to our representation. Okay? That's a proper understanding of who we are and what our government and our institutions are established upon. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. Can't get away from it. Matter of fact, even having a conversation a little bit, actually a little while ago, a couple hours ago, I was talking to one of my friends, and he had said that, you know, they want the right and wrongs and the unconstitutionality and the constitutionality of each issue. Well, friends, you need to understand that you're having problems with people in government like stealing and thievery and perjury and murder because you have left off the lawgiver. And the only time that you're going to be able to actually correct the corruption is when you know the mind of the lawgiver by reading the Torah, the Decalogue. Okay? God's moral law, the five books of Moses. And so you're having problems with government because you have left off the foundation. And again, if you want to deal with the branches on the tree and leave off God, you can go ahead and do that. But you're going to go nowhere. You're going to end up at ground zero constantly. Until you make reference to the lawgiver, nothing's going to be changed. Because, folks, when I hear politicians and when I hear people talk about their opinions, I don't care about their opinions and I don't care about your opinion. I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. We're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law in this country. So let me say this again. The truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. It is. It exposes the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Now, saying that, let's expose some of these liars for who they are. And let's talk about media's useful idiots for a moment. Let's go to Adolf Hitler's propagandist. Do you guys remember this guy's name? Joseph Goebbels. A real effeminate, weirdo, little effeminate pansy kind of a guy. But he was the propagandist for Mr. Adolf Hitler. He said this. He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually become to believe it. He said the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Now folks, the man told on himself. The man told you that he was perpetuating the lie, and they're using all means necessary. And he even goes on, friends, to say that, listen, it thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers. Well, what are its powers? Folks, I heard during the break about what took place in Ferguson. Folks, let me ask you the question. What took place in Ferguson? Well, you can call me up right now and say, well, Bradley, are you like socially retarded? Are you not paying attention to what's going on in this country? No, I'm paying attention to what's going on in this country by the people that are in Ferguson, not by what the state-controlled media is telling me. Because what the state-controlled media is telling me and what they have told me and what people in Ferguson have told me are two different stories. They don't line up at all. We heard during the break that there's racial tensions in Ferguson, Missouri. Yeah? Who told you that? Who created those racial tensions if they be what they claim that they are? Who's creating the chaos? Who's creating the war, friends? The useful idiots are. Even going so far as this morning, as I walked into the post office, I couldn't help but notice the propagandists, again, also known as the useful idiots, because they're hard at work attempting to continue to deceive the American people into believing that, for example, Obamacare and the TSA and Homeland Security and whatever else they want to throw on you is completely legal and it's constitutional. And I would ask you the question, who told you that? And then I can give you the answer with a huge exclamation point. Ignorance told you that. Going back to what I seen walking into the post office, the useful idiots are being used to transmit the message that Obamacare is what is needed to further the good of the people at large. Boy, if it was good for the people, you wouldn't have to keep pushing that out there, would you? Remember what Goebbels said? You got to keep it out there. You got to keep maintaining the lie. That's right. There's nothing new under the sun. Hey, folks. Obamacare is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. Just wanted to throw that in there. Talking about the useful idiots, they take from the haves and give to the have-nots only to serve corrupt government's purposes when, in fact, the opposite is true. Speaking of Obamacare real quick. Going back to the Russian revolutionary and propagandist Vladimir Lenin, he said a good communist finds use for everything. And nothing is more useful than a useful idiot, said Vladimir Lenin. Nope, he's exactly right. And I am telling you what, there is a whole bunch of useful idiots out there. And they're not just on the left side of the aisle, friends. They're also over on conservative outlets across the boards in this country. These are the ones that are telling you, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, can you believe we can't do this anymore? These are the ones that are promoting and debating such things as Obamacare and the TSA and Fast and Furious and Benghazi and the IRS scandal and every other scandal that has befallen this criminal in the White House. These are the ones that are still debating it out Not making reference to anything to correct the problem, but rather just coming forth, talking about the big elephant, big pink elephant in the middle of the living room. And why is that? Because they don't want to kick it out. And the way to kick it out is to actually know what you're talking about. And these useful idiots don't know a thing that they're talking about. But again, a good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. Folks, today we see the media propagandists fronting for this administration and special interest groups. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson rightly said, if your government is big enough to give you everything you want, it is big enough to take away everything you have? You should see the numbers, the stats on the expansion concerning the American government. It's over the top. If your government is big enough to give you everything you want, it's big enough to take everything you have. Now, throwing off all of the warnings of our forefathers, you know them slave traders, those slave owners, those old white men? Yeah. Throwing off all of their warnings that they've given us, these useful idiots would have you overlook the corruption that is coming forth through this administration on a daily basis. They attempt to divert your attention from the facts, namely the law of the land, so that you will believe their contrived and fabricated lies only to further their agenda. And the agenda goes on. In all these unconstitutional acts that they implement, being used to implement them by channeling them through the useful idiots becomes policy, not law, through the ignorance of the American people that don't know the difference. But who helped it along? The useful idiots did. Hey folks, in order to pull the mask off those who affront our liberties, below is something, and I'm going to read it for you in just a moment, where Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, we actually talked to one of these guys, where they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and this is what they found out. Speaking of useful idiots, okay? Speaking of the useful idiots, you need to understand I'm talking of the useful idiots. They interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and this is what they found out. 47% of those that anchor the news in this country through the state-controlled media, 47% see nothing wrong with adultery. Dad and mom cheating on each other. Do you know that that's a transgression of law in all 50 states of our union? The laws have not been enforced since 1944. Folks, it's illegal. But we see that the attorneys out there that Jesus woed in the book of Matthew 23, that means he damned them to hell for righteous reasons. It's interesting how they've made a bureaucracy out of adultery. It only takes $99 now to get a divorce and go out and find yourself another wife. Yet Jesus said that if you leave your first wife and you go find another, you're committing an adultery. You both are. And no adulterer has any inheritance into the kingdom of God. Oh, I know that one bends some people the wrong way, but it's what Jesus said, like it or not. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Speaking of the useful idiots, Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, these media scholars that interviewed 240 news anchors, found that these editors and news writers, these useful idiots, well, 76% of them see nothing wrong with homosexuality. As a matter of fact, they're even being planted, friends, to further the propagandists, to implement something called homosexuality, to upend the Constitution of the United States. Remember what John Adams said, second president of the United States? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. 76% of these useful idiots see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Crimes against nature, read Romans 1:26, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and then you can go down to 27 other references in the Bible that for some reason, some pastors just can't see. Or lawmakers, legislators, right? Folks, this is illegal. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to highlight some more of these useful idiots for you, just so you understand as to how you're getting the information that you're getting. And folks, what is it that these useful idiots don't understand? They're the first ones to go in judgment. Man, are they stupid or what?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment, 1-866-233-0747. State of topic. Friends, what we're talking about right now is useful idiots, namely through the state-controlled media. And it's interesting, friends, that these useful idiots, notice what they had to do before they put them in position. They had to demoralize them and then be a front to cover for corruption in government. Notice that. It's important that you catch that. But I also want you to understand that everything that they are doing stands contrary to our common law in the United States of America. In other words, here, let me say it this way. It was William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, English Common Law. He's one that helped establish common law in the United States of America, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu. He's the guy that said, "No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God." But look at the percentile of these useful idiots and what they believe. 47% see nothing wrong with adultery. 76% see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Illegal in this country all the way up until 1973, they were considered mental illnesses, friends. A mental illness. And before 1961, it was considered crimes against nature, again, lining itself up perfectly with state statute. And where did they get that from? Romans 1:26, crimes against nature. It was illegal in every state. If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, these sodomites would end up in prison for 21 years. And it's also interesting to note that in health courses across the United States of America, during their health classes, they were taught to turn in homosexuals and lesbians. Now what are they teaching your kids? See, this is judgment completely turned backwards, and common sense does come into play, friends. Speaking of the useful idiots, did you know that 90% of them that anchor the news in the United States of America, did you know that they are for aborting babies? Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill. Read Proverbs 6 when you get a moment too. Folks, this is illegal. Abortion has never been legalized. It may look like law, smell like law, may even have the color of law, but friends, in fact, it's not law. This is crime. This is crime is what this is. And it's also interesting to note when you go to Charles Carroll, the signer of the Declaration, he's the guy that said, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. Morals. They therefore, a moral, friends, defines out Webster's 1828 as being conformed to truth. John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Charles Carroll goes on and he says, again, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, one of them, he said, they therefore who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Whoa, whoa. Wait a second. So are these useful idiots undermining the solid foundation of our constitutional republic? Why, yes, they are. Yes, they are. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with the murder of the innocent in the womb. And I'm sure, friends, I could tell you that a high percentage of these people throughout all these percentages, no matter what issue it is that they're promoting, you can rest assured they probably profess their Christianity when you got to keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. This is the lack of Christianity. And isn't it interesting, just now that I'm on that bunny trail, isn't it interesting how Christians get accused of hypocrisy? Well, let me say this. Why are they being accused of hypocrisy when we need to keep in mind that Christ was without sin? He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Yet they wanted to accuse him of sin. But Jesus said back to the Pharisees, which of you convinceth me of sin? They couldn't find anything wrong with him who never committed a sin a day in his life. Remember the Lamb of God? Without spot, without blemish? You remember that, right? I'm glad you do. Because it's interesting. People always like to call out the hypocrisies of Christians, but friends, you need to keep in mind, nobody rebuked the hypocrisies of those professors more than Christ himself did. Now what's your excuse? You have the same Bible. And isn't it something? It's kind of an oxymoron. It's a major contradiction that people that stay away from the church complain about Christians that are hypocrites. Well, you have the same opportunity to read the same book, so why don't you be a man up, or woman up, and read the Bible and actually live out through your lifestyle only to correct their wrongs? So what makes you any different than those that you complain about? Let me tell you, absolutely nothing. You're going to both end up in the same exact place. And I want to say this, I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites rather than end up in hell with them. 90% of these useful idiots see nothing wrong with murdering a baby. Folks, it's never been law. It never will be law. You have a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb, and you go to sleep at night. 86% of these useful idiots seldom or never attend church, and for the most part, I don't blame them, but the fact of the matter is then, you know what? If you see a wrong with one of those hypocrites, that means God has given you the grace to right the wrong. So what are you doing about the wrong? You're living the wrong along with the hypocrite, and that makes it a right? Since when do two wrongs make a right? They don't. There is no excuse, friends. When you read Scripture, there is no gainsay towards the things of the Spirit of God, and I thank God for it. But to those that continuously live, they take heed, lest you stand, they want to stand. I want to tell you something. Let me finish that scripture. Lest you fall, you will fall. And it's only a matter of time. 86% of these useful idiots seldom or never attend church. These are also the useful idiots that state, Richard Salent, CBS News, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That's CBS News. Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, this useful idiot said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Matter of fact, Johnson said after he lost Walter Cronkite, he knew that once he lost Cronkite concerning the Vietnam War, the war was over. It was at an end. You see how this works, friends? It's the media's useful idiots that are the front for corruption in government to roll over the top of the American people. But the fact of the matter is, 21% of you out there approve of what the state-controlled media perpetuates or promulgates. And now I'm trying to figure out where the other 80%, and that could be a contrived poll, it could be a skewed poll. But the fact of the matter is, where's the other 80% of the 315 million people in this country that are tolerating the crimes of the people that do approve of these useful idiots? Here, let me go back to what Vladimir Lenin said. A good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. The useful idiots, the Democrats and the socialists, are the first ones to be executed by a totalitarian system after they get done using these useful idiots. But America, why are you allowing the useful idiots to be placed to be used as useful idiots in the first place? Who's the useful idiot to tolerate it? Let's go back to Joseph Goebbels. He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, he said, people will come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. We're exposing the useful idiots right now, who are used as a front for the state. Hey, friends, did you know that Herman Dismore from the New York Times said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view? Nobody believes them, but I'll tell you what, they're all afraid of the information that they give to you on a 24/7 basis. If you didn't believe what they had to say, and only 21% of the population actually approves of the state-controlled media, then how is it that you're losing the day rather than winning the day? Well, I want to tell you this, and this might come as a surprise to some people, but I do want to let you know that you are winning the day. Because you're all saying the same things on the East Coast, the West Coast, and Texas, and Minnesota. Everywhere I go, you're all saying the same thing. But the fact of the matter is, you turn on the TV, and then you go away hopeless because you're feeding on the wrong food, and then you lose. Hey, folks, there's two dogs in a ring, and they're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. That's the one that's going to win. What are you feeding on is the question I want to ask you. Because the faith of the Son of God, where my hope is in Christ, well, it tells me that I overcome the world. It tells me that I am made more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. Why is it? Because I'm feeding on the Word of God. I'm not feeding on the spirit of the world. I'm feeding on the Word of God, and because of that, I'm promised to become an overcomer, scriptural vernacular. You need to shut the television off. Richard Cohan said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Friends, the useful idiots are at it. They are lying. They are lying. They are lying. And we will talk to you in 23. Love you about what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you in the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.